I opened my Grail diary and pulled up all of the Pac-Man-related data I'd ever collected. The original game code, the unabridged biography of the designer Toru Iwatani, every Pac-Man strategy guide ever written, every episode of the Pac-Man cartoon series, the ingredients for Pac-Man cereal, and of course, patterns. I had Pac-Man pattern diagrams out the wazoo, along with hundreds of hours of archived video of the best Pac-Man players in history. I'd already studied a lot of this stuff, but I skimmed over it again now to refresh my memory. Then, I closed my Grail diary and studied the Pac-Man machine in front of me, like a gunfighter sizing up an opponent. I stretched my arms, rolled my head and neck around on my shoulders, and cracked my knuckles. When I dropped a quarter into the left coin slot, the game emitted a familiar electronic boop sound. I tapped the Player 1 button, and the first maze appeared on the screen. I wrapped my right hand around the joystick and began to play, guiding my pizza-shaped protagonist through one maze after another. Waka 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 waka. My synthetic surroundings faded away as I focused on the game and lost myself in its ancient, two-dimensional reality. Just as with Dungeons of Daggerath, I was now playing a simulation within a simulation, a game within a game. I had several false starts. I would play for an hour or even two, then I'd make one tiny mistake and I'd have to reboot the machine and start all over. But I was now on my eighth attempt, and I'd been playing for 6 hours straight. I was rocking like Dawkin. This game had been Iceman perfect so far. 255 screens in, and I still hadn't made a single mistake. I'd managed to nail all four ghosts with every single power pill until the 18th maze when they stopped turning blue altogether. And I'd snagged every bonus fruit, bird, bell, and key that had appeared without dying once. I was having the best game of my life. This was it. I could feel it. Everything was finally falling into place. I had the glow. There was a spot in each maze, just above the starting position, where it was possible to hide Pac-Man for up to 15 minutes. In that location, the ghosts couldn't find him. Using this trick, I'd been able to take two quick food and bathroom breaks during the past 6 hours. As I chomped my way through the 255th screen, the song Pac-Man Fever began to blast out of the game room stereo. A smile crept onto my face. I knew this had to be a small tip of the hat from Halliday. Sticking to my tried and true pattern one last time, I whipped the joystick right, slid into the secret door, then out the opposite side and straight down to snag the last few remaining dots, clearing the board. I took a deep breath as the outline of the blue maze began to pulse white, and then I saw it. Staring me in the face, the fabled split screen, the end of the game. Then, in the worst case of bad timing imaginable, a scoreboard alert flashed on my display, just a few seconds after I began to play through the final screen. The top 10 rankings appeared, superimposed over my view of the Pac-Man screen, and I glanced at them just long enough to see that H had now become the second person to find the Jade Key. His score had just jumped 19,000 points, putting him in second place and knocking me into third. By some miracle, I managed not to flip out. I stayed focused on my Pac-Man game. I gripped the joystick tighter, refusing to let this wreck my concentration. I was nearly finished. I only had to milk the final 6,760 possible points from this last garbled maze, and then I would finally have the high score. My heart pounded in time with the music as I cleared the unblemished left half of the maze. Then, I ventured into the twisted terrain of the right half, guiding Pac-Man through the pixelated on-screen refuse of the game's depleted memory. Hidden underneath all of those junk sprites and garbled graphics were 9 more dots worth 10 points each. I couldn't see them, but I had their locations memorized. I quickly found and ate all 9, gaining 90 more points. Then I turned and ran into the nearest ghost, Clyde, and committed Pacicide, dying for the first time in the game. Pac-Man froze and withered into nothingness with an extended woo 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 woo.